On this programme on Friday, we were talking about serious antisocial behaviour on the Lower Falls. And we were contacted on Friday morning by many residents living in the local area.
People are living in fear. People are afraid to go out at night. They've not them in their own houses, you know.
My mother lived in Albert Street for over 30 years there. She actually had to move house with regards to the antisocial behaviour.
It's dreadful. The elderly are literally petrified.
That was just a flavour of some of those calls. On Monday night, Robert McClenahan, who is a member of the Falls Residents Association, had a very lucky escape when a breeze block was thrown through his window. He's on the line now. Robert, this all came about, you believe, because you conducted some interviews on the media about the problems that some of those residents that we heard from are actually facing.
Yes, that's right, Joel. I mean, we were contacted for the Falls Residents Association for our opinion about the policing strategy between now and the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcomed it as long as it's part of an overall package of investment and training and other things that are coming into the area. So we divided it up. Carl, one of our development workers, he done the Talkback program.
Uh-huh.
Jim McVeigh, he went on the Nolan show on Monday, and I was given the UTV 10:30 at night, you know, the television program.
Yes, uh-huh.
As soon as it was finished, Joel, it finished about 10:45 with myself and Jim McVeigh speaking. The phone rang. My partner had taken the grandchildren up to her house, and she phoned me to talk about the program. I got up out of the chair, there was an almighty bang, and the breeze block came straight in through the living room window and scattered the glass all over the living room floor and on the chair where I had been.
I mean, I'm looking at the Irish News this morning. There's a photograph, and you can see the damage that's been caused to the window, and the photograph has you peering out through the broken glass. I mean, it must have been a terrible fright for you.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable, but it's the after effect as well. When you think about it, the two people involved who'd done this had no idea who was on the other side of that window. It could have been my partner's children. It could have been our grandchildren. They could have been injured. So that's annoying me probably more than anything else. I wasn't physically hurt, but they had no idea when they launched that attack on my home. Well, who was in that house or who could have been injured or badly hurt?
In your view, Robert, I mean, does this just sum up what is going on at the
exactly.
minute? How bad is it?
I mean, if ever was an example was needed of why we need good policing, of why we need an initiative such as this in the Falls area, that these evil people have to be taken off the streets. They're not many. They're a small, hardcore gang of professional criminals, and we would describe them. But they're evil. It will only prevail if the good people of the Falls say and do nothing. So that's why we're asking people to come forward and welcome and accept this initiative and let it play out, see what happens between now and the end of January. Can we get these car thieves off the street? Can we get these people who are hijacking deliveries, whether it's supermarket food or whatever? All this has to stop.
We've Chief Inspector Emma Bond on the line, who's the area commander for West Belfast. Emma, I mean, you look at the photograph and you hear the story from Robert, and it seems as if, you know, this is almost the young people who are involved in this antisocial behaviour saying, well, I tell you what, if, you know, we're going to go toe to toe with you, if you're going to try to stop us, this is what we're going to do.
We've listened to communities' concerns for some time now, and this is a direct response to those concerns that the operation that started on Monday has been put together. I think absolutely the incident that happened to Mr. McLennan on Monday night is awful, it really is, but certainly as area commander I'm very appreciative for the fact that despite what he has been subject to on Monday night, that he's continued to give us his support for this operation and is calling upon other members of the community to provide us with that open support to ensure that those who are responsible for these incidents and terrorising the local community are brought through the criminal justice system appropriately and dealt with so that we can bring about a stop to this sort of activity.
What stories are you hearing from people, Emma? I mean, we heard on the programme, obviously, about the streetlights and the darkness and the fear that people had. We heard about deliveries from supermarkets not being able to happen because there were fear that the vans would be hijacked. We're hearing about cars being taken and possibly burnt out and now attacks on people's homes. I mean, what are you getting from the people that are contacting you? What are you hearing? What's happening to them on a day-to-day basis?
Well, we hear a range of issues through the contact that we have primarily through our local neighbourhood policing team officers and the engagement that they have with local elected representatives and through residents' associations. The fact that there's low-level antisocial behaviour on street drinking, that there are vehicles being broken into, that there's damage being caused to homes, that there's graffiti. I do believe, however, that there's a lot of incidents that are happening within the Lower Falls, particularly the Divis area, that aren't being directly reported to police for a whole range of reasons. And I would certainly say that the success of the operation that we have put in place will be certainly down to the efforts that we will make. But those efforts are very much dependent on us receiving information from the local community.
Well, you see, is that part of the problem now, that your fear would be that people may be wary of reporting incidents because of what has happened to Mr. McLennan? They don't want a breeze blocked through their window.
Well, yes, that would be a fear, and in some respects, I suppose, from my point of view, it's understandable, but I think that it's important that, you know, through our efforts and through the visible showing by the police service of our commitment to addressing the issues in that area to make it a safer place for the local residents and for people who work there and who visit there, that actually people will start to have that confidence to report incidents through us, either through their local residents' associations, through their elected representatives, or even through the anonymous Crime Stoppers number, or directly to ourselves. It's important that, if possible, people get the information to us, because it's based on that information, then we can ensure that we've got our officers in the right place.
Jim McVeigh, you were on with us on Friday, I think it was, Councillor Jim McVeigh, and you were talking to us about this very subject, and you've heard what Emma Bond has said there in terms of what the police are trying to do and this new initiative. But it is vital, isn't it, that the public support the police in this and give them as much information as possible, because I was listening to Robert earlier who was saying you can have any number of these police initiatives, but if the public don't do their part hand in hand with the police, it's not going to achieve the success.
No, you're right, Joel, and I want to commend Robert for sticking his neck out and encouraging people to support the police operation. It's going to take the people in the area to speak up, to contact the police, to contact the housing executive, to keep them informed when antisocial behaviour is occurring, when there's crime occurring. We're going to need to provide that type of information. And that's the only way we're going to break this vicious cycle of silence that, at the moment.
Paddy's been in touch with the programme. Paddy, you live in the area?
I do indeed, Joel, yes.
What's concerning you most at the moment?
Well, for a start, Joel, the other night, the PSNI sat at the top of Albert Street watching these ones going mad in a stolen car and waited till the car was burned out before they decided to move down against them. You're seeing these same people arrested on a regular basis, and within hours they're back in the community again.
So there's an issue, perhaps, Emma, in terms of the justice system, is there? I mean, what can you do, Emma, to when you do arrest some of these people, to remove them from the community, as Paddy's suggesting?
Well, we have a criminal justice strategy in place, and obviously it's dependent on... We don't want to criminalise people unnecessarily, particularly the young and most vulnerable within that community, but rest assured, you know, that as area commander, we will be robustly ensuring that anybody who is suitable for arrest is arrested. They'll be put before the court, whether that's by charge, by means of report, if in consultation with the Public Prosecution Service, who ultimately make the recommendation on the charges. If people are applying for bail and it's appropriate, we will oppose bail or a request that restrictions are put on that we're then in a position to enforce and to deal. And I think that it's by everybody working together, and, you know, as has been mentioned earlier this morning, that certainly this isn't a solution or problem that's going to be solved in the Divis area by policing and by enforcement alone. What we want to do is to try and work with all of the partner agencies, with elected representatives and members of the community like Mr. McLennan and others, to ensure that the issues and that the safety of those within West Belfast and in the Lower Falls is resolved in the longer term.
Robert McLenahan, just finally with you, in 10 seconds or so, will this deter you from your efforts?
No, because we're trying to protect a positive influence in the area, whether it's for youth, whether it's for residents, or whether it's for the elderly. These people are trying to drag us back, coming out in the middle of the night and attacking people's homes and property. They don't represent anybody. They represent the past. So okay, we need to stick together, all of us.
Okay, Robert, thank you very much. Thanks to Jim, and thanks also to Chief Inspector Emma Bond.